You gave a presentation on where Moodle is going, where it's been, and so what's happening in the future. I don't expect you to sort of reiterate your entire presentation, but what was your presentation about? What were some highlights that maybe other Moodlers can look forward to?
I think the major thing happening now is that I'm going back to the roots of Moodle. Moodle started as I did a lot of research in education at the beginning. So I was a computer scientist. I wanted to develop this software, and I figured I should spend a lot of time thinking about it first. So I went and did a master's and then a PhD in education and was developing Moodle at that time. Since then, it's all been follow through. So like the last 10 years have basically been making Moodle scale to larger numbers or work better on different hosts and different web browsers and adding more different features. Lots of features, but smaller things. Fundamentally, Moodle is pretty much the same product it's always been at its core. And what we're at, the phase we're at now is really a kind of a watershed moment where we need to get back to the real research. The teacher I mentioned before is making discoveries about the nature of online learning, what really works. And that stuff has got to bubble up into the design of the software so that every teacher who uses it is guided into this optimal way of using it, so that we improve the quality of education. And Moodle's always had that focus, but there's so much research going on. So the focus for me personally is to enable that by improving the information that people have. So we improve the logging, and we improve the analytics, and we improve the data that people have, so that they're able to do that research, and we get the results, and we can improve the product for everybody. And that's what it's all about. So it's a lot of what I was talking about was about going back to basics, about improving things for everybody.
Can you give us a heads up on what specifically people can expect for 2.5 and 2.6?
No. We have a release strategy which is based on time. Now we do release at a certain time. So May, first week of May, I can guarantee there'll be a release 2.5. So what I can tell you is punctuality. I can guarantee punctuality. What that means is that the features that are in it will depend on what's finished at that time, and we're obviously queuing things up and scheduling them, but it's not always as you expect. So the two major things we're working on are this logging and data collection analytics that I mentioned. The second one, which is a very big one, is about competencies, tracking outcomes. So you have a list of outcomes, which may be from the state or some curriculum, and you want to use those outcomes as a way to structure, scaffold the education. And when students have shown they can achieve some competency against one of those, you record it and you can show it. And so use that for course design, use that for portfolios. You can turn those things into open badges, which goes onto CVs, or resumes. I'm not sure which word you use here in Canada, maybe both.
Either way.
And then that becomes evidence of their learning. And it also becomes like indicator for further learning. So it's a very important framework. We have an outcomes framework in Moodle, but it's very basic, and we're working out to improve that significantly.
What about Moodle Mobile?
The mobile app is another big feature. I think it doesn't take a genius to see that in a couple of years everything's going to be mobile. I mean, as soon as you get a tablet, you don't use your laptop so much. We've just developed a new mobile app using HTML5 technology, which means it works on all platforms. We previously had an iOS one. It was very hard to develop, and as a result, didn't do very much. The new one is open source. HTML5 has supports plugins itself to extend its functionality. And so we're getting the Moodle community involved in a new project, which is this mobile app, and it's a mobile Moodle. It's being released as a beta on the Android store today, I think. This week, definitely. And that'll be rolling out over time, so we'll be improving that.